BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, it's Scott here. Today's free download is pretty much wall-to-wall lols. Sarah Jane Crawford off of One Extra plays Innuendo Bingo and got extremely wet. It was a good one. Jason Byrne off of Comedy came in and confused us slightly. Listen to the end bit. No idea what happened. And Charlie Sloth, also off One Extra, got controversial as we played Real or No Real. It's a good podcast today. Enjoy! Hi, Jason Byrne.
Hi!
Hi, welcome once again to glamorous Radio 1.
I love it here. I look, because I keep passing your cage there, because you see all ready to get go. You're all, you know, about to leave.
There is a cage outside, I don't even know why.
Yeah, there's stuff in it.
Basically, because we're moving to a new building in a matter of weeks,
yeah.
Everyone's kind of just given up here now.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit like, you know, end of school.
It smells in here quite bad of food, right?
Yeah. Kind of biscuits that have been kept in socks.
Yeah.
That's kind of a distant smell.
It's just normal now.
I just hope that atmosphere gets taken over to the other building.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to transfer it across.
How are you? Okay. Yeah, I'm grand, yeah. I'm quite excited as well because I'm near the end of my tour, which is a good and bad thing.
Yeah.
I've only got like 2 dates left out of whatever it was, 3 months of gigging.
Wow.
Let's make that 4 because we'll include Edinburgh. Why not?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of towns.
I always like it when you're on because someone will text in and say, like Joe in Stoke-on-Trent has, went to see Jason last Friday in Manchester. He was awesome, sat in the second row in the middle with my really old 27-year-old girlfriend. You won't get that, Scott, because you weren't there. It's like a private joke.
Look, in Manchester we had a bit of a situation with that couple. I remember it well. They said, I said, you're quite young, are you? And she said, no, I'm old. And she said she was 27. So everybody in the crowd in Manchester went, no, that's definitely not old. But Manchester are up for one of my awards, though.
Yeah, tell me about these awards you're
doing. I'm going to do it after Hammersmith Apollo, because we don't know what's going to happen in Cheltenham and Hammersmith, which is Thursday, Friday. I've got to give out little awards to all stuff that happened. So we have, Best Heckle. One of the best heckles now is between Leeds and Manchester. And in Manchester, everybody in Manchester will know this one. I was talking about Predator. To the young people,
yeah,
I was going Predator movie, and they were going, "What's that?" And I says, "Well, that's the bloke who comes from another world, and he's invisible, and he hides in the bushes, and Arnold Schwarzenegger has to get him, right?" And the young people were going, "No, don't know what you're talking about." And I stopped talking about it, went to move on, and at the very back, a guy went, "Get to the chopper," right?
What?
Yeah, exactly. How old are you?
25.
Right, brilliant. I'll do it again. Get to the chopper. Do you know what he was talking about?
Not a clue.
Yeah. So, Arnold's, and the whole room that was like in 40s or late 30s were crying laughing. And he just kept going, get to the chopper. And Arnold's watching there. He's lying on the ground, injured, and he's shouting to the girl to get to the chopper before Predator gets her.
So, this random guy was shouting.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's just been unbelievable on tour. You
so
know,
that's Best Heckle. What other awards have we got?
In Leeds, I was talking about Darren Brown, as in Dern Brown.
Dern.
And some guy went, Dynamo's better, because he's from Pudsey, which is near Leeds. And then they went, no, he isn't. And then this guy just kept going, Dynamo is, and we can't finish the word. And I was going, no, he isn't. He went, Dynamo is. So in Leeds, if you go on my Facebook, you'll just see so many people with Dynamo is, whatever. But he isn't. He's very good, Dynamo. But yeah, that was cool. Oh, and then there was ladies in Leeds. Oh, they're going to so win this. For the best request by the staff,
yeah,
the old ladies in Leeds that were running the City Variety venue, they said, could we turn down the interval music as they can't sell the ice creams?
Because the music was too loud.
Yeah, they couldn't hear the orders.
What is the name of these awards, by the way? Have you got
it's
a
It's just going to be the
them?
Jason Byrne Tour Awards, I think. It's just going to be that. Sense. I mean, it's been unbelievable. You know what I mean? And then we have, we've got to get, your Leeds ice cream. And then there was the best breakfast would have been in Plymouth.
Right.
Yeah, they won. They did very well. But I don't remember the name of the place because it was just out on the marina there. Mm. So maybe they'll be able to text in.
They'll probably text in.
They had amazing sausages and thick rashers.
Right. So they win there.
Yeah. And then the worst sausage was, I don't know, can I name the hotel?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, it's a bit French. And you see, what they're doing with that sausage, right? There's a lot of those hotels around. I like a trampy sausage.
Right.
Like, I like a sausage with nothing in it. as apart from, you know, what goes in there.
Yeah.
But you know the posh sausages when there's a bit of leek or something in there and they're sticking bits of onions in
it. No need for
and
that.
I'm going, what are you doing? I don't need a meal in there. I'm having my breakfast. Just give me a trampy sausage and some trampy hash browns and some, I want beans from the tin, not the homemade ones that look like, you know, like dead posh. Don't want them. So they won that. And then, oh yeah, and then Stoke you had there. Yes, that's Stoke.
Stoke, yeah.
We have Simon and Stoke, who's he got up on stage. And
I love it how you remember all this.
Yeah, I know. Can't believe he got up. He put his hand up in the front row, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he went, "Yeah, I can kick myself in the head." And I said, "I'm sorry, what?" And he went, yeah, I can kick myself. I went, "Why did you tell me that?" He goes, "Oh, I don't know, I just thought you might want to know." And he says, "Do you want me to show you?" I went, "Well, okay, it is my show." But and Simon got up on stage and we filmed it. It's on my my YouTube, my Special Eye. If you go to Jason Byrne Special Eye, you'll see the highlights of a lot of this.
Right.
And he got up and he kicked himself in the head, took a bow and sat down.
That's so weird. It's a different gig every night, isn't it?
It is. So like that. And I just go, what is going to happen now?
That's brilliant, though.
What was the reaction to that out of interest? Did the crowd love that? Or?
Well, they're a British crowd, which are quite like the Irish crowd, which they kind of find something like that quite normal.
Yeah.
So they see the guy kick himself in the head and went, yeah, it's probably what you're getting, Stoke.
How did he achieve that?
Well, we had no idea how he was going to do it. And I says, look, I don't know what you're going to do, but do not knock yourself out on this stage. Like, don't kick yourself in the head and then
health
collapse.
And safety.
Mm. Yeah.
Not on my stage.
So you'll see how he does it on my YouTube account. And he actually, he kind of kicks himself sideways in the head. But he gets it right up there. He gets it up there. So he kind of bends his leg towards his head while he's standing, by the way. So well done, Simon. And, you know, Simon then, Simon now apparently is, he gets lots of requests. And Stoke.
Does he? Goes around Stoke Town Centre.
Come and kick me in the head. Can you kick yourself in the head, Simon?
How do you travel between gigs?
Oh, well, I mean, I do the car, or I try and do the train. Yeah, and that's it, really.
Do you know you need to do what Rihanna's been doing? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, vaguely.
Right, so she...
On a plane or something?
Right, she's on a plane. She's doing like 7 gigs in 7 countries in 7 days. I am obsessed with this.
It's quite biblical, isn't it? It
certainly is. But it's not like a private plane. There's 100 journalists on board. This is just a standard jumbo jet, okay?
And wait, it's not the thing with all the velvet and the chair.
No. They're all in economy and have been for a week. They've been, I think, from LA to Toronto to Stockholm to Paris, not necessarily in this order, to London. The London gig was last night. Now they're going back to New York to fly back to London again.
And wait a minute, is she sitting with them all?
No, they haven't seen her at all.
Oh, my God. Is she flying the plane?
She's in the plane, but I'll just show you.
Does she have a separate compartment?
Yeah, she's got like a little tiny room at the back. They haven't seen her all week.
This sounds like such a bad idea.
It's gone a bit wrong, I think. So, it's a specially chartered 777 jet.
Yeah.
But, like, this missing sign went round the plane today for the journalists.
Oh, that is...
They're all going slightly mad.
So they can't interview her?
No, not at all. No one's interviewed her or actually seen her. Occasionally on the intercom, she'll go, bing bong. Rihanna here. Hope you're having a good time. I was like, no, we're not. We've basically been taken hostage.
Yeah. It is Con Air.
It is.
The journalists are going mad. So I saw a video of one of them just streaking through the plane. They're having to make their own entertainment. Yeah.
All they've got so far, because they keep getting promised some time with Rihanna, but that hasn't happened. But they have taken some pictures of her selection of fruit that she has.
The onboard snacks.
Yeah, she's got some sweets in there.
Oh my
god. A lot of donuts.
Yeah.
And some eclairs.
So she's kind of looking after them, isn't she?
Well, I don't think they get to eat those. They just get to take photos of it as they pass through her special bit.
So on paper, that sounded like a great, great fun.
I think
oh my god, on a jet with Rihanna, no, you're going to be in economy and we're not going to see her.
Yeah. And then there's pictures of some of the journalists at about 5 o'clock this morning just slept on the floor at Stansted Airport. Before, at least they haven't got a 7-hour flight to New York.
Isn't it? I'd love to bring journalists around Britain on those trains. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
We're going to Wigan now.
And what, are you on the intercom?
Yeah. You can't. So enjoy that.
Jason's locked himself in the quiet zone.
Yeah, he's in the buffet car. He's in the restaurant.
Oh, lovely.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Well excited today because we are not only on Radio 1, but we're also on One Extra. We have taken over Sarah Jane Crawford's show, and she's about to get very wet. For One Extra listeners that have never heard Innuendo Bingo before, basically, I'm Scott Mills, hi, and two people sit opposite each other. We play them a clip of something that sounds a little bit rude off the TV or radio, which is called innuendo. And obviously they put water in their mouths, the water they will spit if they find the clip funny.
This is quite a lesson. I've never heard it explained like this before.
I know.
Very concise, I like that.
Thank you. Hi, Sarah Jane Crawford.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. My mum just texted me saying I'm going to get you on the webcam.
She's actually just texted in. She's texted in to Radio 1 as well.
Yes, covering all bases, love that.
Good luck to my daughter, Sarah Jane. Love from her mum. Don't get her too wet.
Well, I've got my waterproof mascara on today.
Have you?
Yeah.
Especially.
Especially. Because I know what Stark's like. You're going to get it.
Oh, right. See, I saw you have a little bit of fighting banter on Twitter there, like before. Like, yeah, bring it. So shall we?
Let's do it.
Like I said before, I know you were new to it before, but this is your second time? No.
This is my third time. But the last time I had curly hair, so therefore if it got wet, it was fine. But this is like a blow dry now, so you need to chill out because there's no getting this wet.
Right in her face.
Go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can see us play Innuendo Bingo with Sarah Jane Crawford and her beautiful face. We were just saying, out of the whole building, you've got like the best face.
No!
We were saying that upstairs in the office. Were we saying this? We were saying...
You're trying to sweeten me up because you know what's coming. I'm going to be completely so biased.
It's worth going on the cameras just to see Sarah Jane's face.
Oh, that's so sweet.
True.
Something bad's going to happen.
Fact.
I can tell.
Okay. Right, here we are then. So, if you could take your water in your mouths, please. He's laughing already.
I know.
Okay. I don't think that's a big enough sip, Sarah Jane. Oh, what's that? Oh, someone had a late night? Okay, so let's go over to MasterChef now. And you know Greg Wallace on there? Sometimes his mind just tends to wander.
So what is it about chefing? What is it about being a chef that you...
I just love day-to-day working with the guys in the kitchen. I'm very hands-on, I don't sit in the office. I like working with my team.
Are you hard?
No hands, please, Sarah Jane Crawford. There's a no hands rule.
Are you hard?
Don't move away either.
No.
Don't move away, please.
Listen
just
to me.
Get him. Get him back.
That wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We've begun.
I saw him today actually at the cafe down the road.
Did you? Greg Wallace.
Yeah. But anyway, little did I know.
Did he ask you?
Are you hard?
Where are you going every time?
Where are you? Come back. They can't see you on the camera.
You're only going to get into trouble over there if you need to spit the water out.
Right, just aim it at the bin or his face.
Well,
simple.
Bin.
All right, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lydia and Aylesbury and Adam have been on. They spotted this. And this is off of Tales from the Wild Wood. No hands. What is going on here?
Johnny, lovely to meet you.
Stefan.
Nice very good to meet you.
He must make the most of every inch of his wood.
Stop moving away! Blow dry or no blow dry?
Oh, no! Right! Nice!
Who's wetter so far?
It's been both,
I've got
really.
Wet thighs.
Wet thighs,
got
good.
Wet face.
Excellent. Mm. More water, please.
Get it in the face.
Right.
He must make the most of every inch of his wood.
That is a good one.
It is a good one.
All right. JD in Windsor's watching online. Tom as well. And Simon is watching. Hello. And Claire and Jane. Right, more water, yes, got that? Mm. Don't move away from him, please. Just aim it at him. Thank you, Sarah Jane. Thank you, Chris. You know what to do. Mm-hmm. And here... our Little Mix from last week, making quite a revelation.
Ooh. We've got a lot of strings going on. We've got a pianist.
Sorry. In the crotch area,
wow.
Was it? Teacher.
Oh. Who knew?
Did you say a pianist?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
That's it.
Yes, you did.
Ooh. We've got a lot of strings going on. We've got a pianist.
Okay.
It's wet down there now. Sorry, I don't like it. It's really uncomfortable. It's sort of seeping through.
Ah, right, okay. Jay and Bournemouth has been on. And give yourself some points for this. Have you seen that Strictly show, It Takes Two, like the spin-off one? It's a lot racier than the regular show.
Was it a bird? Was it a plane? Viewers finally got to see Victoria's big entrance.
Zoe Ball there.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Now,
I'm going to run out of water.
Knew we would today.
Can I just say, with your spitting, you're very ladylike, but just next time.
I don't know. Okay. It's where you can't see it.
Is it? Sarah Jane's wet. Yeah, your legs are quite wet there, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's going well. Okay. Here's the next one. And the chef Nigel Barden, who was on Simon Mayo's show last week.
Braeburn's, Royal Gala, you know, all the great British apples that we have. We still eat a lot of cocks.
That was a good one.
Oh my one. Goodness!
Your face!
Look at me.
Your beautiful face!
Oh, there.
Oh, stop!
I think we've turned a corner now, everyone. Okay.
Thank goodness I had the water for mascara. Look at me. My chest soaked.
I know. Like I say, read it on website. Okay, good. Next.
That's the worst you've ever got me, Chris.
Steve Cox. That's the person that sent it in. And I don't know if you've been watching Emmerdale recently, but it's actual filth these days.
Are you trying to see what's happened?
I have been shafted. That is what's happened.
This is.
Come back to the camera so we can see your.
Oh,
oh my word!
I have never been so. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Good.
Oh. Oh. This is good.
I am going in.
Go for it.
We
go
need
in.
More water.
Did you bring spare clothes?
No.
Oh, no. Nor did I. I don't know why I don't.
Do you think your listeners are enjoying this on One Extra, Sarah Jane? I think they are.
I think so.
Okay.
You are soaked, aren't you? That's bad.
More water, please.
We had a shower.
Sort of, sorry.
Why isn't Rihanna off films doing a new and a bingo today? Oh, Bill Turnbull has the answer.
She's got a boffin coat on.
I certainly have.
Oh, okay, well held, everyone. Now, can I just ask, is Coronation Street on after 9 o'clock these days? Because it really should be, if it isn't.
Yes, well, we haven't got the money for special love, have we?
Just a couple of drinks, that's all. If you flutter your eyelashes, Nick might get his nuts out.
Yes!
So unnecessary.
More!
Bring it on!
Bring it!
Coronation Street's providing us with a lot of bingo recently.
Flutter your eyelashes, Nick might get his nuts out.
Okay. I think we need Deirdre's one again, don't we?
Through.
I think we need Deirdre's one from last week, which is my new fave. Okay. Ready?
Nothing to see.
No hand. I don't even remember where this one's from.
When we was kids, we used to catch the bus outside here.
Yeah.
Going to so Kings Lynn and...
Get on the bus with a dog and a...
Yeah.
A ferret and a net.
Yeah. Come back with a dirty, smelly sack.
Everyone okay?
No!
You're so wet.
Oh man,
this has gone wrong.
It's a good thing this wasn't white this top. Alright.
Oh, it's gone okay. Right through, Scott.
That's it. Oh no, we might have to break out the emergency chinos. We've got these chinos, Sarah Jane, that are like the ones that they make them wear when I'm a celebrity. They're really unflattering for everybody. No one can pull them off. And, it may be that you might have to wear them today if it gets bad down there.
What?
Oh,
I mean, it's...
Oh, I don't... Yeah. Right. Anyway, carry on. And...
More!
There's not too many more. Mm-hmm. Over to Countryfile now. They're very honest on there.
It's still not looking great.
The bad luck doesn't stop with my crops. One of my bulls has caused a few headaches too.
Yes, Chris. Yes, Chris. Oh my word. I'm so sorry.
In all my times,
I am so sorry.
Look.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Stop. That is it.
Okay. Right. One more.
What? Oh, is there water?
Really hope you're watching this.
How come I don't get any water? What's going on here?
Do you not get any water? Oh, yeah. Thank you. One more. It's my new favourite bit of innuendo bingo from Deirdre off Coronation Street.
Oh, that was lovely. I dropped off at one point and got me grazia wet.
I won't, I'm a gent.
You're a gent. One more?
Yeah.
Oh, that was lovely. I dropped off at one point and got me grazia wet.
just me then. Sarah Jane Crawford from BBC Radio sorry. 1 Extra. Thank you so much. Look at the cameras now. It's not. That is. Everyone is soaked
that's the
in here.
Worst it's ever.
That was a...
Thank you for watching and thank you for listening on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. I'll let you go back to 1 Extra
we'll
now.
Do all of my shows soaked like this now.
I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, last week on the show, we were talking about confusing toilet signs. You know, when you're in a pub and you need the loo, and maybe you've had a couple of drinks, could you just please, on the toilets, write gents, ladies, boys and girls? Don't be doing symbols or crosses or whatever it is, because I don't understand. What's a triangle? Is that a girl or a boy? After a couple of drinks, it's quite confusing. Another one we had from someone. One toilet door said mangoes. One toilet door said no mangoes. Which one do you go in, Chris? Is the boy?
Yeah, we worked this one out, didn't we? We thought that men go to the one that says mangoes because man goes there.
Right.
And the one that says no mangoes, we assume, was where no men go.
Yeah, but that's going to make you... it makes your brain hurt. After a couple of drinks... Then we had cowboy hat or cowboy boots. Which one do you go in?
Well, we never worked that one out, did we?
Hi, Barry on Twitter, who just sent another one. He was in a pub in Edinburgh. So imagine this. You're in a pub. Think, I need to go to the loo. There's a choice of two doors. One of the doors says duck. One of the doors says grouse. Go.
Oh, my word. Is this real?
Yes.
This is actually real.
In Edinburgh, he just sent me a picture of it. We'll put it on Facebook and Twitter.
But, I mean, what is the logic there?
Duck, grouse,
duck or grouse?
Which one do you go in? Might be there. I'd be there ages.
My instinct says grouse, but I'm not sure why.
But why?
That's quite a gamble, isn't it? That's completely 50-50
in my mind. I would have gone duck.
Would you?
Yeah, and then it'd be too late.
God, just imagine that situation. We're both standing there, both need to go at the same time. You go duck, I go grouse.
What do you do? And then you go into duck and you're like, oh, no urinals. Got the wrong one.
Yeah.
Confusing. Thanks, Barry, for that.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Jason Byrne is with us on BBC Radio 1. It's always good to see you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And nearing the end of your tour.
I've got... we've got Cheltenham and Hammersmith left, that's all. And then I've got to do a gig for Specsavers, actually, on Saturday, which would be quite funny.
Is it?
Well, I always get asked to do that because of my cock eye, my special eye, my turned in eye.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess.
People are, yeah.
They get that
quite
a lot.
Yeah, we always get, every time you're on, text people going,
big old special eye.
Wonky eye.
Yeah, because I did this routine in the Apollo. It's not, you know, a lot of people are famous for other really cool things. My eye's wonky. And people go, talk about your wonky eye. And then I get like, so people are going, I'm going to the gig tonight, will you be mentioning your eye? I'm going. So every tour I do, I have to have something on the eye so people go. And the minute I, like, it's like a classic song from some band, except mine's just a theme. So if I go, so anyway, I have this eye, they go, yeah, the eye! Tell me, he's up in the eye. He's up in the eye. So,
it's your thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's become your thing.
But there's many people with lazy eyes, you know. And I've also kind of pushed it out to a lot of kids out there that it's cool. Because when I was a kid, you know, I used to get teased a lot for having it. So I'm saying it's cool. It's like a superhero eye. You know what I mean? It can wander around itself.
Yeah.
So, but now it's cool to have glasses and look like that. So.
We're just talking about Christmas because it's coming.
I know.
And where are you going to be?
Well, on the 17th, I leave for Australia. And you know what is brilliant? Because with the British and the Irish, they were saying to me, will you not miss the cold weather and the freezing and the wrapping up and, the fairy lights and the, you know, having to make the cocoa and, just basically all the misery. Would you not miss that? No, no, I'm going to be in the sun, where, you know, a lot of us quite like to be. So, yeah, I'm going to be, that's the first time ever I'll be in Australia for Christmas.
I've never had a hot Christmas.
No?
No.
I had one in New York once, years ago.
What, it was hot in New York at Christmas?
No, it wasn't. It was freezing.
Right.
But, I mean, I wasn't at home.
Oh, I see.
God, we're like two really old people.
Yeah, just I've you know, never had a hot...
I've been to New York. Do you like donuts, Scott? Scott, donuts are very round. And I often find that Ridley Scott needs to make more about it. He doesn't do enough anymore, does he, Ridley Scott? Because he used to do the Hovis bread ad. And he doesn't do it anymore because that's where they filmed it, in Halifax. In Halifax on the hill. Some lovely stones there. You get a nice stone in Halifax. The pyramids were like that. Do you remember that? The pyramids, they used to... make the pyramid like that out of stones, and they put a.
Ask him about the wonky eye.
People are still texting in. Is that the wonky eye?
I am. Do you know who
it's
I am?
It's him.
I am going to do my own version of Lord of the Rings. And you know the eye at the top of the tower. Oh God, Mulder. Mulder? Oh God, I don't know the name. Lord of the Rings people are going to go mad. Idea. It's the eye that looks out over the whole of the Lord of the Rings, over the land. Anyway, it's a straight eye. I'm going to have a lazy eye turned in, trying to focus on like trees that walk.
Trees walk, but they don't really walk, Scott.
No, no.
And they're not really alive, but they are alive.
I know.
But if you water them and talk to them, it's much better. But roots, they're really good. They're in your hair as well. The roots are too. Used to be a program on years ago. Is muck always that colour? I don't know. Is muck? Do you have that word?
What's happening?
Do you have that word muck in this country?
Muck,
as in dirt.
Muck.
Muck, yeah, as in like you put plants in.
Yeah, that's on.
That's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, good.
Ladies put it on themselves in spas.
Good.
Yeah, and seaweed. Whatever they're told, they'll do it.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
No.
Right. So Cheltenham.
Oh,
London.
Well done. You've said it. I can't say it.
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham.
Can you not
Cheltenham.
Say that?
Well, it's hard for not. It's you know, Irish people have to be able to say that because there's a lot of horse racing there, so a lot of Irish horses have won.
Try it again, Cheltenham.
Cheltenham.
What happens when you walk on stage and you say "Good evening, Cheltenham"?
Well, Scott's going to drop his voice in for that.
Yeah,
I can record it.
Yeah,
can you do the intro? That would be brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Cheltenham, Jason Byrne!
You can have that.
But the problem is, I mightn't come out because I won't recognise the pronunciation. I'll go, it's the wrong city.
Yeah,
it's the wrong
place.
I thought we were doing Cheltenham. Cheltenham. Where the hell is Cheltenham? Cheltenham.
Listen, thank you so much for coming to see us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
I hope our interview was more fun than Loose Women.
Oh, well, I mean, we had a lot of fun on Loose Women. It was, I think, 5.30... That how long the interview was, right. And it was four women asked me loads of questions, which was good. I did well.
You didn't really get to say much.
Well, I was given a shield and a sword to like. You know, pew, 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 yeah, come on, more questions.
About McGiffin.
Yes.
Right, so good to see you, Jason. Nice. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, BBC.
See ya.
BBC Radio One.
Right now, I'll let you into a little secret here. This is like a little industry thing. This is the part of the show where I tell you different things that are happening tonight across the BBC for young people. And I pretend that I'm doing all of these things to try and persuade you to do them as well. But actually, I'm not probably going to do any of them. Well, I might do, but like...
What are you saying here? Sorry,
what I'm saying is I'm about to read out some things that may be of interest to for you to listen to or watch tonight across places like Radio 1, One Extra and BBC 3. Now, I can't really, like, they're all at the same time tonight, so I think this is becoming a farce. Like, well, how would I be able to do all three of these things? I can't pretend that I'm doing them anymore, so I'm just coming clean, okay?
I think you should practice what you preach. I think if you're telling people to watch everything at 9 o'clock, watch everything at 9 o'clock.
Right, well, let's just do it like I normally do it then, okay? Here we go.
BBC Radio 1.
Wow, there's so much on Radio 1 and One Extra and BBC 3 tonight. Here's what I'm going to be doing. One Extra, 10 p.m, it's UKG with Cameo. I don't know about you, but I love my UKG.
Yeah?
And tonight, Virus Syndicate are bringing their brand of bass to the table. That's on One Extra at 10 o'clock. But then also there's Hugh Stevens. Oh, what am I going to do? He's got Mallory Knox with him in the studio. That's at 10 o'clock
tonight.
She's
your favourite.
I know,
well,
I love
she?
Her. But then I like Virus Syndicate as well.
Yeah, I know.
On One Extra. Anyway, Hugh's on tonight, 10 o'clock. I'll leave that with you to make that decision on your own. But then also on BBC 3 at 10 o'clock tonight, There's that good comedy series about a group of 16-year-old girls called Some Girls, which I've heard is actually very good. So that's what I'm doing tonight, watching BBC Three and listening to One Extra and Radio 1 at the same time. Multitasking ahoy.
What would you say is your favourite thing about Mallory Knox? Like, what's her best feature?
Her name?
Mallory Knox is a band.
It's a good name. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I knew you knew that, did you? Before you looked it up. No, you didn't, so there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We are showing One Extra love today. First of all, innuendo bingo with Sarah Jane Crawford. That was a wet one. And now, please welcome the Reverend Charlie Sloth from BBC Radio 1 Extra.
MBE.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Donny?
You're right, are you? Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Donny. Yeah,
you right? Yeah, I'm good, you know.
You're on One Extra at 4 o'clock.
Sick, bro.
I know, though. Are you ready to play Real or No Real?
I've been missing this game.
I know.
It felt like something was missing from my life and just worked out. It was this.
This is it. Also, can I ask, if you've never seen Charlie, he does have his own, brand of clothing, don't you? Like, you wear stuff with your name on.
Yeah.
Where's that gone? Because I've not seen you in a Charlie Sloth bomber jacket for a while.
You know what? A lot of people tried to steal my swag, Scott.
Right, well, I was thinking of getting some done, so...
Yeah, no, you should. You should. I might actually get you one for Christmas.
Would you, please?
What colours would you like?
I just want some with my name on. Do you remember? You used to have loads of them, and then I've noticed you're not wearing them as much
anymore. I've got, 30-odd.
Do you have any with just CS written on?
Yeah.
You see, those are my initials as well, so that would work really...
Might be a bit big, though, Chris.
But that's all
little
right.
Bit big.
No, come on, Charlie, you're slimming down a bit.
I am, aren't I?
You are.
Someone said that to me earlier.
You are.
But I don't feel like I am. And my diet doesn't suggest that. It definitely doesn't.
I haven't seen you wear the crown for a while, which would suggest you haven't been there for a while.
Where's the burger crown?
Yeah. You know, we had to pack them up and take them over to the new building. So they're not around me at the moment.
Right, let's play the game. It's real or no real. You know how it works. Some of these are ridiculous and made up. Some of them are still ridiculous, but actually true. You've got to work out which is which for 10 Scott Mills points. Charlie Sloth from BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Scott, I've just realised today I could actually get my trip to Barbados.
Do you know how many points you've got so far?
I worked it out. I went back to the book, the little notebook that I've been taking notes in, and I worked out that I have 980,000 points.
No, that's not
Whoa.
Enough. That's just for the tumblers.
Oh, really?
That's the 6 tumblers that'll get you.
Oh, I was pretty sure you said that when I get to a million that...
That's not a million, though, is it?
It would mean you needing 20,000 today, though, to get to a million.
No, see, I just made a miscalculation.
Right, if you get another
900.
No, it's not.
Don't even know my maths.
Like, if you get another, 100, then you can go for the highball glasses.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it's real or no real. What about this one, then?
In English, it's known as the at symbol, but in Italian, it's known as a cicalina, meaning small snail.
Ooh. Very nice.
Now, this could be a good one for the pub to tell your mates.
The chicolina.
If you were really boring. No, joking.
I mean, it does look like a small snail, doesn't it? I mean, you can't argue with that.
Think about it.
I'm going to say real with this one, because it does look like a small snail.
Yeah.
And the Italians...
what they see, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
What? I mean, I always say that about Italians. They say what they see, don't they?
They're well known for it.
Aren't they? So, is that a real from you, Sloth?
That's a real from me, homie. No,
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Is it 10 points per...
10, yes. Yep.
I thought it was 10,000 today.
Thanks for listening. And next...
Danny Dyer has a phobia of the walnut whip chocolate treat.
I'm going to make a bad joke there.
I think he's got a lot of fears, Danny Dyer.
I think he's an idiot.
I wasn't gonna bring this up.
Danny, don't say that about me, Scott.
That was he said enough about me.
Has he?
Oh yeah.
Hey, don't let me see you, Danny, bro. Talk about my boy Scott, man. We'll see you on road, blood.
Thinks he's a DJ now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Danny Dyer?
Leave it, Danny.
DJ set. Well, that's what I think. That's
Leave
what I'm saying.
It.
That's what the nation's saying. But...
Dude can barely act.
I know.
Leave it, Danny.
Anyway, I'm walking away from this. Real or no real?
Phobia of walnut whip. I'm going to say real.
It's the least of his worries.
That one is no real.
Not real, though, so...
Yeah, I said not real.
He's fine.
Yeah.
And
Next.
The largest amount of text messages sent by a single person in 1 month was 182,689.
Whoa. I'm shocked. I've never heard you, like, sort of have a go before on the old radio. Yeah. I can see you're annoyed.
It's only happened a few times in my career.
Mm. I enjoyed it.
182,000.
This one's true, you know, because it was Mike's partner trying to get in touch with me. I was like, leave it, mate. Leave it.
I'm just trying to do the maths on that.
Come on. Real or no real?
This is real. This is real, Chris.
Really?
It was her.
I mean, you'd go well over your tariff on that one. I'm saying not real.
I know. I mean, they're not going to accept that, are they?
Not if you've got the new... Sorry.
Go on.
The new unlimited package. Have you got that?
Oh, good point. Yeah, could be
unlimited. And there's no fair usage policy on there because Ofcom made them change it.
Charlie Sloth on fair usage.
There you go.
Terms and conditions may apply.
Always read the small print.
Real or no real?
That's real.
No real.
That one is real.
Told you, Blair! What?
And next.
21% of people feel it's okay to break up over Facebook.
I thought it would have been higher than that because when I'm checking out my Facebook, all I see is no longer in a relationship.
Yeah, but surely they've had a chat first.
Yeah, I don't think they find out like that,
really?
Generally.
I don't think it's like, yeah, bye. Well, some people have.
Yeah. What,
believe me, it happens on Jeremy Kyle a lot.
Sick. I love Jeremy Carl.
Yeah, well, I found out on Facebook, though, didn't I? That was on just the other day.
We just get a notification through, little red circle on
it's
the
over.
Top of the... Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But, is that real or no real?
It's the coward's way out, isn't it, I'd say. Oh. I'm saying...
Man was just going to say, I done that last week.
Oh, it's a feisty one, this one, isn't it? Today's real or no
real. I like
real.
It.
I'm saying... real.
I want to go for real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Cowards.
And next. Between 1999 and 2008, Mel and Sue were hibernating in cardboard boxes like tortoises.
Imagine them in their little box.
Who are Mel and Sue?
Oh, do you not know these ones?
No.
Right, I'll show you.
They're off of Bake Off. I can't imagine
that
being
your
thing.
Do you watch The Bake Off?
I don't watch TV. The only TV I watch is Jeremy Kyle. I actually have like a routine in my life where every night when I get home, the first thing I do is I plug in my laptop to my 102-inch television.
Where's this going?
And watch Jeremy Kyle. No, I don't watch.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I watch Jeremy Kyle.
You've got 102-inch?
It's sick, Scott!
102!
Biggest TV in the world, bruv! It's massive, blood! At the end of my bed as well. Sick.
I mean, that is a big one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So, hang on a second. Jeremy Kyle's not on at that time, so you've recorded it.
No, I watch it on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
On the ITV player.
Do you?
Plug my laptop in.
Yeah.
And I'm away. I fall asleep every night to Jeremy Kyle.
And what other programmes? Country Files?
That is it.
No?
Jeremy Kyle. I don't watch any other TV apart from Jeremy Kyle.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Makes me feel good about my life.
And also, what are your views on Jeremy Kyle USA? I'm saying not as good.
Not as good.
Not as good.
They've all got good teeth, Scott.
Yes, two.
All of their teeth were amazing.
Some of them are fat, though.
Yeah, some of them are fat. But I mean, that works for me. But I mean, it's not as good. It feels a lot less real.
Yeah.
Here's Mel and Sue.
Okay, well, they spent a couple of years in a cardboard box.
With their flans. Well, no, that's what we've got to try work out.
With their what?
They're holding flans.
All right.
They are
holding flans. I can confirm in that photo. Okay, real or no real?
We're hibernating in boxes. Mm. No real.
No real, really? No real.
That one is a no real.
Oh.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it? And at the end of that, incredible. Right. Real or no real?
I got 30. Charlie got 40.
Yes.
Remember earlier we were back on confusing toilet signs and there was one in Edinburgh, duck or grouse, which one do you go into? Which toilet? Which one?
Well, we couldn't work it out,
no.
Could we?
Apparently it's nothing to do with toilets at all. We just found out it's like when there's a low ceiling, it's like duck or grouse, meaning that you might hit your head.
Yeah.
So that's not...
Well, we didn't even think of that.
No. So that's why when you're approaching a low ceiling, it says duck or grouse. So it's not toilets at all.
Brilliant.
For you. BBC Radio 1. So that is Tuesday's podcast. Tomorrow we're back on between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. with more new 24 Years at the Tap End and Ollie Murs in the studio from 3 o'clock.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.